Well, Dr. Brand, one of the hallmark tenets of your presidency has been academic reform, and in about a month or two, we're going to see some new APR data. You've gotten a sneak peek at some of the preliminary data. What are your thoughts?
You're quite right, Josh, that this is a critical metric of how well we're doing academically. As you know, APR measures semester by semester or quarter by quarter how well the student athletes are progressing towards graduation and in their academic coursework. I haven't seen the data from particular institutions. I have seen preliminary, and I emphasize preliminary, trend lines. And it's quite interesting. In some areas, and for most sports, almost all sports, we're doing better. We have about 3 years' worth of data. And in some areas that we needed improvement, improvement is, in fact, there. So, for example, football is up. That's good. And probably the most pleasant and good surprise is baseball is up, and I would say significantly. I don't think they've completely solved the problem, but certainly trending in the right direction. It's not perfect, though. I still don't think we get to the place where we want to in men's basketball in Division I. I think we have more work to do there, and that's going to be a challenge.
You said about 3 years' worth of data, and something you said before is a change in behavior. That's something that you'd like to see at our institutions. Has 3 years been enough to measure if our institutions are actually changing their behavior, or is it a different demographic that we're measuring?
I think we're getting pretty close. I would say 4 years' worth of data, and that certainly indicates change, because now you have freshmen coming through the whole program, and coaches have had enough time, ADs have had enough time to be acclimated to the new way of looking at things. So we're pretty close, and so these are trend lines. We'll continue in our sanctions with 3 years of data. When we get to the fourth year, and we see in some particular cases negative trend lines or lack of serious improvement when we had a problem to begin with, then we look at the historical or more long-term penalties, which include initially a warning letter, but thereafter the potential of being held out of postseason play.
So men's basketball seems to not be trending in the right direction based on the preliminary data. What are your thoughts about that? It's our most high-profile sport, and if the behavior is not being changed, what can we see down the road?
Well, a couple things. First of all, we have to better understand why those trend lines are the way they are. And it appears to be more in the retention side, the eligibility side. So we have to get a clearer perspective on that. The claim that everyone's going to the NBA doesn't make sense, because we're dealing with 5,000 student athletes and maybe a dozen or two will go to the NBA, so that's not affecting the trend lines.
Right.
Those numbers are just too small. So we have to better understand what's going on in the retention issue and how, for example, how that's a reflection of the admissions criteria, for example, and what is the relationship there. So I'm not sure we have all the answers yet, but we do have enough information, I think, to begin to look at it more carefully. Next year for basketball, for example, will be telling, because if there's going to be a correction, change in behavior, it has to happen pretty soon. And so I want to make sure that our basketball community, particularly those who are not seeing a positive trend, have appropriate information and background to move. Now, one last and final point. When I'm talking about trend lines, doesn't mean I'm talking about each individual school. We've seen some really serious success stories in some schools, and again, I don't have the exact data, so I can't release those names yet, but we've seen some very positive stories too. It's not everybody. I just want a greater proportion to be successful.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask you one final question for me. A former university president, if your men's basketball or one of your teams regressed, what would be your course of action?
My first step would be to have a heart-to-heart with the athletic director and look at the data and say, why is this happening? And I'd ask him or her, have you been in touch with the coaches about this? Have you worked directly with the coaches? And not necessarily in basketball, any sport that isn't trending in the right direction. What's going on in this program? How do we fix it? How do we change the behaviors? I know you have a new coach in that sport, but how do we make sure that new coach is fully informed about what's expected in terms of academic performance? So working through the AD would be my first step.
And I assume that the hope is that our university chancellors and presidents will become involved in the process.
I don't think they can but become involved, because particularly in the high visibility sports, this is so important to the institution's image and marketability to potential student applications that they can't avoid it.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us that sneak peek. And when the data is released in a month or two, we will circle back and talk about it again.
I look forward to that, Josh.